Hey, there's a law in California that says your kid can leave home in the morning as Johnny and come home in the afternoon as Susie. And the teachers, the school board, and all of those educators, they do not have to inform the parents. Okay, recently the Supreme Court now ruled on this secret of California gender policy that they said it's not a good policy, and they overruled it, and now the parents have the right to be informed about their child. Can you imagine? How did it even get to this point, right? Imagine a school saying things like that. And the governor of California and all of the Democrats there, the elected ones, they said the same. They said, but this is good. We want to be able to do this. The parents have no right to know what their child is doing with regards to gender stuff. I mean, good grief. And the man asked the elected Democrat, what do you think of common sense with voter ID legislation? Democrat, I can't support that. Man, which can't you support, the voter ID or common sense? That'd be kind of interesting. Hey, there's no answer to that coming from them. Voter ID is the approval of 85% of the American public. As Democrats and Republicans, they say, yes, you need to be a citizen to vote federally. That's a no-brainer, right? But the Democrats, the elected Democrats, they're against that. They refuse to pass legislation that the Republican majority is pushing through. It may not even get through. Can you imagine? It may not. What a bunch of wicked people. I mean, the SAVE Act, it's called, and it's coming up for a vote here again, I think next week or something. And these Democrats, they're the worst. I mean, the public wants this. I mean, you have to show your ID when you go anywhere. I mean, pretty much, it's kind of a daily thing. Let's see your ID, please. You can't buy cigarettes. You can't go to, I don't know, so many places, you know. And the Democrats are just against that. Here's a funny little caption. President Trump, the mailman came, and he said, I'm delivering 90 million thank you cards from Iran. That's cute. The war there is no longer a skirmish. It is a war. I mean, over 4,000 targets have been hit, and dozens of ships have been sunk. Some lives have been lost, and certainly most lives have been in Iranian military. But it's happening. And in Iran, a girl, a young girl, she can marry at 9 years of age. 9 years. Now, when she's nine, she has to have permission from her father, right? Otherwise, she has to wait till she's 13. So if the father says, no, you can't get married at nine, you got to wait till 13, and then you can. I mean, wow. At least 30,000 girls under the age of 15 were married last year in a single year. I mean, and that's according to their stats. I mean, so what's the real number? I mean, that's the horrifying realities of life there. How do you even go there? How do you even think about this? I mean, that's not our style in the West, but it's their style. Does it work for them? I mean, women are property. It's not nice. I've never been able to figure it out. Like a man has a mother, a wife, and sisters, and daughters, and they treat him like that. Hey, just saying, y'all come back, and that's all I got. See ya.